Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to another fun-filled episode of the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Taylor. Today's episode, as you might guess, is all about Halloween. So, without further ado, here is your host, me.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 68 of the Podketeer Podcast, being brought to you live from Whittier, California, which is not, unfortunately, the home of Disneyland, but it is the home of me. I hope you enjoyed the little fun entry there into the show instead of the normal Podketeer theme song. I threw that together kind of in a hurry, so sorry if it's a little choppy, but I thought it was cute. Today, I'm going to have everything is going to be some audio that's Disneyland related. Now, here's something I play every year on the Halloween episode, and it's Mr. Thurl Ravenscroft, who is better known for the Grim Grinning Ghost song, and also for being Tony the Tiger, but that's not Halloween related. But this is a song called The Headless Horseman. And it is a really cool song. It's been done by a couple people, including Bing Crosby. But I like this particular one the best. So here is Mr. Thurl Ravenscroft.
Elucidate on what happens outside when it gets late. Along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin, and some don't even bother to wear their skin. I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night. Have a midnight jamboree. They break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst. When he goes a-jogging across the land, holding his noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan and hit the road for parts unknown. There's no rat like the spook that's spurned. They don't like him and he's really burned. Swears through the longest day he's dead. He'll show them that he can get ahead. Oh, close all the windows, lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause he'll flip your top if it'll fit. And he likes them little, likes them big. Park in the middle or a wig. Black or white or even red. The headless horseman needs a head with a hip, hip and a clippity-clop. He's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man.
Spooks come out for a swinging way. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Now close your eyes and don't try to hide.
For a silly spook may sit by your side. shrouded in a daft disguise. They pretend to terrorize. Grim gritty ghosts come out to socialize.
Moonlight tower, the dead oak tree.
Spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek
and harmonize. Grim gritty ghosts come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
weird ghosts gleam where spirits dwell. Restless bones etherealize. Rise the spooks of every size. Grim gritty ghosts come out to socialize. Grim gritty ghosts come out to socialize.
Well, that second one, as you can probably guess, was the Dapper Dans. You know, they did something really cool at the Halloween festivities there at the park during Mickey's Halloween party, which they're calling something else. What, Halloween time, I guess they're calling it this year. But it'll always be Mickey's Halloween party to me. But they had the Dapper Dans all dressed in ghostly attire on one of the rafts that go over to Tom Sawyer's Island. And they were floating along singing Halloween songs. And it was really cool. And at first, I didn't realize it was them. I thought it was a recording. And then I looked over and said, hey, it's the Dapper Dans. So they sang that particular song, as a matter of fact. And it was really nice. I enjoyed that they had what must have been humongous fog machines just generating a ton of fog to cover the whole river of America there with the fog. It was a lot of fun. We went on a Monday instead of a Friday this year, which I think we're going to repeat. I like that better. It was a lot more crowded, and there weren't people were more in the Halloween frame of mind this time instead of when we went on the Friday last year. So I think this is going to be the way we're going to do it. Sorry for being a day late, by the way. I don't know if you've heard the slogan I use. I'm going to play it here in just a bit, which is Podketeer, right on schedule, whenever we damn well feel like it. So I guess that's kind of the par for the course the last couple of weeks. The overtime is just killing me. Luckily, I got off at 3:30 today, and tomorrow I'm actually off all day because I have a doctor's appointment, so I'm taking a personal day off to take care of that. Nothing serious, just a checkup. We have to do a checkup once a year to keep my insurance cheap, by any stretch of the imagination, but cheaper. Alrighty, well, next up here is a Halloween commercial from a few years back. And after that, who knows what'll happen. But I'll be back somewhere along the way. Here we go.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Boo.
What's Boo?
Okay, you don't have to be afraid. But you gotta get ready for Disney Channel's Hauntoberfest.
Magical!
Every night this month, all of your favorite Halloween movies that make you laugh, jump, and scream. Including a special week of witches.
Are you broads a little old to be trick-or-treating?
It's all part of the premiere party for the newest Disney Channel original movie, Twitches. Starring Tia and Tamara Mori. A month of ghosts and goblins, monsters and magic, witches and wizards.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
Disney Channel's Hauntoberfest.
Next time, Marshall gets to stay outside with the monster.
No offense.
Every night this month at 8, 7 Central, only on Disney Channel.
To you and you.
ladies and gentlemen, bats and ghouls, Mickey, Minnie, and all their friends have come together at this spookiest time of year to say boo to you as they proudly present the not-so-scary Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade!
Now, that last piece was, of course, the theme music for the Disney Halloween Cavalcade, which is their version of the parade that runs during the Halloween time celebration, or Mickey's Halloween Party, as I said I want to call it. And next up is a song called It's Halloween, Everybody. And they did a bunch of different mixes of this same song, and this one coming up is my favorite, so... Here we go with that.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is the world-famous Tony Baxter YouTube video where he talks about the Hatbox Ghost, who is a lot of people for a long time thought it was just a legend, but now the people have come up with a video of it from the ride, so it definitely existed. And here's Mr. Mustache himself, Tony Baxter, talking about it.
But the story is even more convoluted, because in this very spot, when Disneyland opened, was a notorious Hatbox Ghost. And if you look at some of the publicity around that time, you'll see the great effects designer Yale Gracie posing with this ghost. And the way he stood was about like this, and he was kind of a mean guy. And his head disappeared and then appeared in a box that was for holding hats here. So this head came on and then this one went away. And evidently when they ran this at WDI or WED at the time, it worked great in a controlled room, but here inside of a ride where guests go by and see it from all different angles, evidently the illusion didn't meet expectations. Plus it was really kind of grisly. And so as a ride operator, I was given an opportunity to ride the ride about a week before opening. We were able to go around for 2 hours. And each time we'd get into the seance area, we'd yell across to other friends saying, did you see that? Next time look for this, and so forth. And I remember distinctly this is where it was. But before the ride opened, that figure was gone. And nobody knows the whereabouts. None of the molds exist. None of the characters exist. It completely vanished. So the whereabouts of the Hatbox Ghost is to this day a mystery. But I can attest to the fact that I saw it in this very spot originally.
It's Halloween time, my frightful fiends, and Disneyland is ours!
It's Space Mountain Ghost Galaxy and the all-new World of Color. Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort is wicked fun for everyone. Visit Disneyland.com/Halloween.
Trick or treat!
I'll take a car, I'm not
and I could never bring your life to an end. Your skeleton you are. I'll take you out. You've got me standing in an awkward position with unwanted attention and the need for explanation. I could never let you go, and that is all I know. And that is all I know. And that is all I know.
Now, that last song was from the movie Coraline, which is right along the same lines as Nightmare Before Christmas, done by Burton. It's a stop-action movie with a Halloween theme. And as you can tell, sung to a skeleton. So I hope you enjoyed that. And I got one more little piece for you, and then we're going to wrap up our Halloween show. So one more thing, and then on with the end. So here we go.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, for a silly spook may sit by your side. Shrouded in the damp disguise, they pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. And ghosts come out to socialize. If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.
You're to pay a token fee.
Rest in peace, the haunting's free.
So hurry back, we would like your company.
Well, that was Thurl Ravenscroft and just a little bit different version of Grim Grinning Ghosts, which you might not have heard before. I hope you enjoyed our special Halloween episode. And as always, You have a magical Disney week. You enjoy your Halloween festivities. Have a good time. Hope you get lots of candy out trick-or-treating. And when you're done trick-or-treating, I'll see you at the park. Ta-ta for now.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons or Disney characters, without satirical purpose, or the act of reviewing a product or reporting on an event, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California, and is protected by a Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podcateer, please email us at podcateer@earthlink.net.
Podcateer, podcasting right on schedule, whenever we damn well feel like it.
I wanna go! Park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. Magical dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night. Jungle cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring, electric light parade and my heart soaring. Everyone dancing, fireworks blasting, let's go to Disney summer night dancing. Genie wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight. Roof a busting, pixie dusting, soaring high, clean out of sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight. To all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you. M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.